Murray Wise of the Westchester Group is with us this afternoon. To a busy day here on the Closing Mark Report. Murray, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Nice to be with you, Todd.
All week long here on the program, we've been talking a little bit about cash rents. We've been talking about the value of land, how it's changed, some capitalized values. And we thought maybe it might be wise to call somebody who deals with this on a regular basis and every day and discuss some of those issues very quickly. And so we... Westchester Group manages a number of farms across the nation, if I remember correctly. I don't remember how many acres you have, but a lot of acres.
Right.
So tell me how things have changed in the last 2 years from Westchester's point of view, and maybe you should tell the rest, some of the audience, exactly what Westchester does. There will be a few that don't know the group.
Westchester Todd sells and manages farmland across the nation, primarily in the Midwest, and we have a fairly significant dominance in California, Washington, Oregon, to a smaller degree, Florida in the Mid-South, but primarily in the Midwestern states, and we manage somewhere in the area of approximately 100,000 acres. In the last 2 years, to go back to your good question, Todd, obviously we've seen a significant change in farmland values, but let's go back for a second to the driver associated with those. It's only, 13, 14 months ago, Todd, that we had, corn prices in the low $2 range and soybeans well under $6 a bushel. And the income component of operating a Midwest farm today is obviously dramatically changed. And as a result of that, we've seen prices move higher from both a land value perspective as well as from a cash rent perspective. But the same token, my air of caution today would be, at the same time, we're seeing a fairly significant change in the expense side of operating Midwestern grain farm today, primarily from a seed perspective, but also from a fertilizer perspective. We've seen dramatic changes on the cost side, which has put a little bit of a damper on what, in fact, is evolving here. But same token, this has resulted in a fairly substantial increase in going into 08 relevant to cash rent values, which you and I touched on the other day. By the same token, I throw the caution flag, if you will, relevant to keeping a very close eye on the expense side, because these expenses as we go into the new year are going to be a new and different game plan, if you will. But again, we've seen a nice change on the asset side, at least if you're an owner or a seller, but you've seen a nice change. If you're a buyer, probably not so nice, but it's a major change, Todd, to say the least.
Tell me, and I don't know whether you've had discussions, I'll bet you have, with colleagues and farmers, others who appraise farmland, about the size of a farm, not a parcel, but a total farm. And I had a discussion this morning where we were thinking about the change in cash rent, the increase in the input cost, and what the margin, the profit margin per bushel might be or per acre might be, most definitely per acre, and how big a farm would have to be in order to compete potentially in 5 or 10 years. Have you thought about that very much, and do you have some numbers in mind where producers might aim to grow their, if they need to grow their farms?
Great question, Todd. Probably a bad answer from my point of view, but, it's not that many years ago where 300-400 acres was a very, very good-sized Midwestern farm, and I'm afraid that's evolving and probably has evolved beyond me, quite frankly, on the basis that today it's very, very commonplace for an operating farm operation to be farming, 1,200 to 2,000 acres. And there's a lot of farms today that have evolved in the last 5 years from 2,000 acres to 5,000 to 7,000 acres at the same time. And yet there's a significant number of Midwestern farm operations today, as frightening as it sounds, Todd, that are in fact farming over 10,000 acres. So the size thing is a moving target. The size thing is something that continues to evolve. I guess I look at the efficient farm operations that I'm most closely associated with are typically at least two generations, some cases three generations, and it's a very efficient unit, and it falls in that 800 to 2,000 acre category. Again, operating very efficiently with a nice but effective line of machinery. But that acreage thing has been changing since the early 1900s, Todd, and will continue to change, unfortunately, or fortunately, just depending upon your perspective, on a go-forward basis. On a cost side, or rather an income side, historically, cap rates of 3.5 to 4% of land values have been pretty typical. So maybe a range of 3 to 4.5% is most typical. And again, this has been some of the driver in the last 12 months relevant to the change in land values.
And what are the things that might be changing at this point? You probably had a look at Gary Schnittke's farm value, capital value assets, capitalized value document that he posted maybe a couple, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Did you view that as scary in any form as comparison to the early 1980s?
Oh, I'm not sure that scary is the right word. It certainly brings forth an element of pause and an element of caution, if you will. But again, the real efficient operator that I see out here today is again, typically a family operation where they own somewhere between 20 to 35%, let's say, of their acres, and they're leasing the rest, and they're amortizing, again, an effective line of machinery over that combination of owned land and leased land. So I think, generally speaking, the bulk of the operations that I'm most familiar with out here are pretty profitable today, is the bottom line. And yet, again, I caution every one of us, I've already redundantly done twice. I think the expense side is something we need to keep a real close eye on a go-forward basis.
Murray Wise of the Westchester Group, we appreciate you being with us.
Nice to be with you, Todd. Thanks. Thank
you much. That's Murray Wise with Westchester Group here in Champaign, Illinois.